finished up by saying the din of paying meitav, and the Rashi explained to us how the din of meitav works. The Torah spells out the din of meitav by shen and regel, and then it says meitav. Yishalem meitav sadeyu yishalem, and the Gemara says that we now make a gzeirah shavah, that there are numerous avos, all the avos have the word yishalem, and there are several other mazikim that have yishalem. Sharam Muad has yishalem, and Sharam Muad has yishalem and tachas. Bor Yishalim and Tachas. Now Bor Yishalim and Kesef, and Sharamud is Yishalim and Tachas, and the Parsha of Negichas Eben has Yishalim and Yinosim. So any Mazik that has any of one of those four words, Tachas, gets linked through Shor. Tachas Nesina Yitin gets linked through Shor Eben. Yishalem straight from Shein Regel, and Kosef from Bor, they all relate back to the din of Bor, and they all pay Meta. The double Zeh Rishav. Then the Gemara explains the Lo HaRevs. Why does the Mishnah explain to us that every Mazik is distinct? Amrav Zavid, Mishmei Deravach, Hiko Amar, Lichle Rachmon Nachad, and then the Rishonim point out that the Gemara already pointed out to us at the bottom Gimel Amud Beit. The Gemara says, "V'leizev izeh sheish mimachaya maikomer of mershashaya mishmei derava achikomer lichtei rachmona tarte v'teisei idoch minayu hoder omer chad mitarte leosi." All right, so that's how we've been learning the sugi until now. Chadim mitat liyasi, that the Mishnah and Beis and Aleph specifies that the different avos have different characteristics, and each characteristic would be a reason to rationalize to explain why the Torah required payment in those situations, and why we could not derive the other avos from them. So the Gemara says that first, when it comes to Shor V'Regel or Shor V'Odom, the fact Shor V'Regel, the fact that one gets Hanah. So maybe if the Torah is Mechayim me when my animal gets Hanah, the Torah is not Mechayim when my animal does not get Hanah. Maybe if the Torah is Mechayim me when my Shor is Mazik, and it's kavona lahazik, so then the Torah said, in that case, I'm chayiv. Maybe I should have provided a bit of shmira. But if it's not kavona lahazik, so then maybe I didn't have to require, I was not required of me to provide the shmira. The Gemara says that when it says, leizev ezeh sheish ben ruachayim, kareyei shein ben ruachayim, so maybe I have a chayiv shmira, on when I purchase an animal, I have a chiyuv shmira because it's going to move, it's going to go around. But eish, if in a ruach mitzuya, I've watched over it, so maybe I've taken care of my obligations of shmira. My Mishnah says that loy zev zeh shedarkin leilich olhazik kari avor shedarkin olhazik. Maybe I'm only chayiv if I have a mazik that's aggressive. But if my mazik is a sheval tasa, so maybe then the nezikin are mechuyiv to be more careful. So how do I know I'm chayiv in that case? That the gemara, that would seem to be the limit of the gemara. That's what the gemara says from dalif on heyom dalif heymed beis. And we'd have to go deeper to understand why any of these statements of Svara are acceptable logically. Why would it be acceptable to say that I'm only chayiv for an aggressive mazik? why would it be acceptable to say that I'm only responsible for a mazik at Ruach Chaim? Why did we have to still explain why those, why that would be a, why they are defensible positions? How would you defend that? So the Gemara says, said that we have to still come back to explain the whether we really understand those logical steps. The Gemara presents them as a svara. Do we really accept that? Does it make sense to us? So the Torah, that if the Torah specified something that is Ruach Chaim, so I don't really know that I'm Chayim for Eish. So Amar Rava says, V'kulu kishadisa bor beinayu asyo kulu b'me'atzad. Rava says that we could learn if we choose our always correctly, if it's bor plus, so then we would be able to derive the other avos. Kishadisu bor beinayu asu kulu b'me'atzad. Gemara explains how would that work, and the only exception would be Karen. So we'd have bor plus could teach us bor plus shein could teach us regel and odom and eish. Right? Eish plus bor could teach us shein regel and odom. Odom plus bor could teach us eish, shein regel. So all we need is three ovaries. Bor, Karen, and one other of. Gemara says, and that's what Rashi and Tosfos now worked under to explain to us. How would that formula work? Gemara goes on to say, why would it be that Karen is the outlier over here? Mishum de'ikul amifrach. Malakulu, if I have bor and plus, bor ve'esh, I could say shukein mu'odin mitchilosa. Ulumanda omar adrabo keren adifa shekavonosim lahazik afilu keren nami asya. Gemara says that, and the way that the Tais explains the Gemara, that keren adifa, meaning keren is a mu'ad l'chadchila. Rava first said that if you say that Karen is that the palga nisko kenosa, and that the Karen is lavdarke lahazik, and that I'm not mechuyev to give it shmira, so then Karen is the outlier that will always require exeris hakosav, because why should it become chayav? I have a tzana shava that if I have a mazik. I have to give a shmira. Who's that to give shmira? To Karen? Karen's going to be a chiddush. If Karen, if palga nizuk kenosa, it means that shvar meches kashima legabe Karen. The Torah's mechadish kenasa. So of course that's going to require a special statement. That's what Tosfos points out. That's what Tosfos says, that it's a libra deman de omar. Rashi is an interesting phrase, lo yisparish heicha. I don't know what this Gemara is referring to. Right? But then Rav is about, however, if you say that Karen is Palganizka Mamayna, that the Shvar Mar Lav Bechezka Shimur, then I just need Bor plus. I don't need Karen. Okay. So Gemara says, La Hilchas Lakasvinu. So question number one is, how does Rav read the Mishnah? Rav is an Amayra. So how does he read the Mishnah? And what's the law haray? According to Rav, Lare is incorrect. Amar Rav of Akulu Kishadisa Bameinayu Asya. In other words, Rav is saying the specific relationships in the Mishnah are correct. The one that's left out is incorrect. Gemara is having the Gemara first approach to the Mishnah by saying that the Gemara is giving us a model. You need all four. That is telling us you cannot learn any of from any other of. Give us an example. Mava and Shor and Mava. Then the Gemara says, if I have Shor, Mava, Hever, I will not be able to learn Bor from it, or Esh from it. And if I have Eish, Shor, and Ma'ava, I will not learn Bor from it. End of story. That's not a Shavashra. So the Gemara's Havimina was these next two lines are also teaching a cloud. You cannot learn any of from any combination of two other Ovas. Rama says, no, that's not what the Mishnah is saying. The mission was very, very specific. The mission dropped you off. The mission has said you can't learn from the tzad shava of the Ruachayim people. You can't learn a tzad shava from the Hoylech Umazkin. Right? But Rava says, but something missing from the Mishnah. The mission is not a mashal, not a dugma. The mission is very specific. The mission is saying, what didn't we say? We didn't say that if you have bor, if you choose one that's ein darkei lahazik, and you choose one that either has ruach chaim or not ruach chaim, doesn't matter at that point. You can learn all the other rabbis. But I didn't say what Rabbah's pointing out. Omer Rabbah, the Rabbah says that the pshat of the mission is not. But Rava says, once you have bor, once you have the Rashba was able to see the chiddush of bor, bor me kishadisu bor meinayu. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if the whole pshat of the Mishnah is that far cared from what I originally thought. When I learned this sugya, I thought the point of the Mishnah was I need to have four. But Rava is saying, no, the pshat of the Mishnah is I need to have four plus. So that's the case. Im kein. Elam ayuchza kizvinu rachmona. So why did the Torah give me all four? L'chaseyin. Karen l'chalek bein tom l'muedes. That's a chiddush, and that's the only one. The tamuot structure is only gavi karen shein beregel lepartum b'shus harabim. Every other mazik is chayim b'shus harabim. Kalim, sorry, a bor liftor voice a kalim. Rabbi Yehuda who's machayim on this kalim a bor the pater Adam lechayim ba'arid dvarim eish. Liftor boy is a tamen, and according to Yehuda, who says that there is a chi of tamen ve'eish, is la suye licha nira v'sichla havana. According to Rashi, that means the worm she'enam ruuyim, things that don't get, that do not normally take damage from fire. Right? Ad kan shotan shol dvar. So far, so good. Go ahead.
So according to Rabbi, four. Plus Karen, and then you can learn everything from those two things.
Bor plus Karen, or Bor, what was that? According to Rava, if you hold Palga Nizka Mamoina, then you can do Bor plus Karen, or Bor plus Eish, and you would get Karen Shane Rego. Or you could do Bor plus Shane.
But I thought Karen
if you hold Palga Nizka Kenosa, then you need Bor plus Karen, or Bor plus Shane and Karen. Alright? Good? Go ahead, Beryl.
Why is that totally on the Mahogas or
because if you hold Palga Nizka, if you hold Palga Nizka Kinosa, that means that the Shvarim or Becheskas Shimur, That means that you're really not chayiv for Karen. The Torah is mechadish to chayiv for Karen. So now, how are you going to learn that? How are you going to learn that din from the other Ovis? Other Ovis are talking about things that are rogel hazik. So you'll say, Karen's not rogel hazik, so I put her all together. Why should be chayiv chatzi nezik? If you hold palganu kenosa, means the Torah is machayiv me for a non-mazik. Cheskel simur. So how are you going to learn a din that the Torah is putting in place a deterrence, because maybe this animal is going to end up being a mazik? That's such a chiddush that you can't learn from the other three others.
What about the moad mitchilasa?
Yeah.
Karen is moad mitchilasa.
Karen is not with
Michilasa. Karen is? Oh yeah, Karen is not with Michilasa. So how would I be able to learn out 4 plus any
Av? Okay, so that's the long Rashi. The long Rashi explains how you can, he spells out every tzad hashava. Your question is the very first Rashi. How are you going to learn with Bor and Karen? All right? Okay, so everybody gets scared when you have to do a long rational long tosis. What can you do? You can't skip it. So obviously, if you look at it, if you look at the Rashi as 6 or 7 different Rashis, so it's become a little easier. And the publisher put a little period in there so often. So we have to really focus on the third part of the Rashi. Right? Out of respect for Beryl's question, and to give us context, we'll just look quickly at the first part of the Rashi. Okay? But we really have to look at the issue in the sugya is looking at the uniqueness of Bor, and why is Bor this powerful mazik? Why is Bor the generator? The Bor could be the engine of all hezek. So we're going to look at Bor very specifically. Okay? But in order to get the context firmly in our minds, so let's look at this Rashi. Iksiv Bor v'chadim mehanach as yukulu meyahu umeidach. Now Rashi goes to work. The Iksiv Bor, the Karen, Asya Shein Minayu. Ma Bor. Right? We'll start by saying, I dig a pit, I'm Chayiv for the Hezek, I buy a shore. And the shore is lav bechezkas shimur oimed. I need to watch the shore. It comes with instructions that this could be a damaging animal. Hatzada shove, that I have, that if I am responsible for creating a mazik, or if I purchase a mazik, so then I become responsible for the consequences, for the damage that this mazik inflicts. Gemara says, Barachi ma bor she'ein darki lelchol hazik, chayiv, shein she'darki lelchol hazik leikol shechet. Now, I would strengthen my limud by saying, if machayiv for a shev al taseh, if machayiv for preparing a mazik, but you have to fall into my mazik, so certainly I should be chayiv for purchasing a shor that, and it ends up eating your property. Lekol shechay, malu bor shechayin tchilas asiyosay, oy made lenezek, toimar b'shein v'keren, toimar b'shein. So The Gemara says not so fast. Bor, I created a mazik, I created a pit. Tchelas is also an ezek. A shor, I purchased a shor to be a work animal. So if I create something which is clearly a public enemy, I have to rein it in. Maybe when it comes to, again, Tzorachim, you start to figure out why should Tchilas Asiyosei Lenezek make me more responsible. Gemara says, Keren Yechiyach. So Keren is not Tchilas Asiyosei Lazek, it's like Shane. So you see that Tchilas Asiyosei Lazek is not a reason to say that I'm not Chaya. Gemara says, but Malik Keren Shekin Kavanoisei Lazek. The reason I'm chayy for Karen is because I know Karen is the animal has wants to do hezek. I have to watch my animal from wanting to has a temper. So bor yechiyach. I didn't build the boar with the kavana to hurt people. I endangered, but it wasn't my kavana. V'chozer adin. So Gemara says, so you see that kavana lahazik is not a machayiv. And you see, Tchilas Asiyos Lenezek is not a Machayev. So what's the Machayev? If Kavan Al-Hazik was the Machayev, so Bor should be Potter. If Tchilas Asiyos Lenezek was a Machayev, then Karen should be Potter. So you see that the Machayev runs deeper than either of these Svaris. V'chozer Adin, Atzad HaShov Shebehen, what is the common denominator? Shedarkon Lahazik, right? Alright. So that's the answer to Beryl's question. That's the Mahalach of the Sunnah. Now we'll skip down to V'chein Bor V'esh. What's one of the kashas we have to resolve already in the sugya? Where Elan is not as well punctuated as. What's one of the kashas? Any kashas that you have so far? No, go ahead.
What's the point of the last four blocks?
What's the point of the last four blood?
Yeah.
Tazbir?
If you didn't learn everything from Bor and one other Oz, so then why do you have to have...
The Hilchai Sayin. You have to know the various...
We taught Hilchai Sayin in five lines.
Right.
Not in four
blood. Well, one second. Let's step back. Let's chazer again. The first kasha was Rav Papa. Told the Sayin, Kiesi Olav, Kiesi Ben. So that we have to discuss. Why does the fact that the Torah could have been more efficient... Why does that unravel what we learned already? What was that?
I think it's more of a question about the Mishnah's phrase.
Well, according to Rav, the Mishnah's phrase beautifully. Obviously, you have to. The Mishnah's phrase beautifully. They're just saying you can't learn A from B. You can't learn B, C, or D from A. Right? You can't learn A, C, D from B, and so on. And then the Gemara says you can't learn from anything else, but doesn't say Bor. Well, for Bor you can learn. That was Mishnah Galdik. There is the question. The Gemara says the next line of the Mishnah is, "No, so what's the Tzad HaShaveh?" Right. So Lamais, we don't need a Tzad HaShaveh. We need a Tzad HaShaveh. Why would we need a Tzad HaShaveh? In fact, according to Rava, that explains the Tzad HaShaveh in a different way than we learned before. Before Rava, how did you understand the Tzad HaShaveh Shabbat? What's the Gemara saying? Why do we need a common denominator? Let's say there's no common denominator. For Rava's?
It's a net.
Was that?
The net, the cat, all things similar.
Is it what? Like a super, a meta of.
Yeah.
What do I need a meta of? I have four of us. No, go ahead.
It's implying that later on we're saying that poor can really teach us all the rest.
So, according to Rava, it reads very beautifully. It reads that I don't need all four of us to teach me this din. The tzada shava shen, the tzada shava of bor, and the other one bor plus is going to be this she darkon lazik lishmi rosin alecha ukishis a kama mazik. According to Rava, the mission is very tight. The mission is specifically guiding you to get you to the conclusion that you can learn all the others from bor and one other. How would I do that? That's how the Shabbos event. Right? And all the other svaras are not significant. Without Rava, what's the Tzad HaShabbos event for? So, and the Suya and Davav, Omer Alev, Lesuya Imai, Omer Abayim, Lesuya Avni Sekinu Masoi. In other words, that Tzad HaShabbos event is teaching me that I can extend the ovis with combination svaras. According to Rava, it's probably Dabar Pasha. Hezra Dabar. I have four ovis. Good. Now, what happens if I have a common? If I have an event, Avnei Sekina Masoi. That's only chayav by virtue of bor and esh. That's only chayav by virtue of bor and shor. So according to Rava, because the Torah just told you that bor plus, of course, gives you chiyuvim. Without Rava, I need to have a chiddush to tell me that I'm allowed to use ko avos to be machayav. That the Tzad HaShava is Mechayev. So the Gemara says, what's the Tzad HaShava teaching that I didn't know before? But according to Rava, so coming back to Eli's question, according to Rava, the Mishnah is, you would say, it's Kanakadish. No? Every piece fits in perfect. Good. And then Eli said, well, what about Rav Papa? No, I still have ovis. I have ovis and tovis. I have more powerful ovis and tovis now. I know that my ovis can use as co-ovis. And I need to know whether the tovis are going to have the same halachas as the ovis. So that was what the Gemara concluded. Yeah, it has the same halachas as the ovis, except for chatzi nezek tzoris. That was Rav Papa's point. There is a toldosein lav ki yaitse ben. No, and then I need to know that the Talmidim of Rebbe had longer lists of ovis. And we need to understand the significance of that, of those lists. No, good. Holding middle of Kislev. Last 6 minutes, you okay? No, what else? What should bother us? What could bother us? Why couldn't one say that they're all separate mechayim? What's the hold us back from saying shor is chayiv because kavanah shel hazik? End of story. Right? Bor is chayiv because of tchilas asiyas shel hazik. Why couldn't they have four separate mechayev? And the Gemara is presenting it as that don't say that the mechayev, you might argue that Karen is chayev because kavanosi la'azik. So therefore he can't learn from it. So he said, well, bor I'll give you bor. Bor is not kavanas azik. No, so what? So maybe Karen is chayiv because of kavanas azik, and bor is chayiv because it's yatzal ezek. Why is the Gemara saying that bor will teach me that the unique property of shor is not the mechayiv? Shor will teach me that the unique property of bor is not the mechayiv. Why? Where did Chazal understand that logical? What was that chrech for that piece of svara? No, Benji, time. You good? Yeah.
Different machayim. Why would you care about
that tzad shava? And a chanami. No, you're right. Correct. The tzad shava is predicated in a chanami. Same kasha. Right. Correct. Correct. Zev.
Isn't the tzad shava telling me that it's not that each one isn't a machayim?
Correct.
Is
correct. Correct. Okay. Now, but how do you know? So how do you know? How did Chazal understand that the tzad shav is the mechayev? Maybe unique. Why can I have four unique properties in mechayev? There.
Doesn't Rashi tell us this? Doesn't Rashi say that it's just a simple kolshikin?
So Rashi says, so let's go slow. Rashi says, I have a kal v'chomer. Right? The unique property of the mazik is a pirch on the kal v'chomer. Right? And then the Gemara rejects that as being a pircha. Right? So Meir is saying that it's not, it's the basic limud of his kal v'chomer. Everything after the Kal V'chomer is defending that Kal V'chomer. Right? The way that Rashi expresses it. If I'm chayiv for bor, how does Rava understand? If I'm chayiv for bor, my bor is not going anyplace. You're chayiv to watch, you don't fall into my bor. But I'm chayiv, so I should certainly be chayiv for my shor. Good? Kal V'chomer. Now the Gemara says, not a good Kal V'chomer. Why? Because I could say that I am more responsible for my bor, for my shor, because it's kavanasi lahazik. So the Gemara says, no, kavanasi lahazik is not something that makes you more responsible, because I'll show you that you're a chayim for mazikim that don't have kavanasi lahazik. The mechayev is the kal v'chomer. Everything after the kal v'chomer is defending that kal v'chomer. Right? Again, Gemara says, start off with the kal v'chomer. If bor is chayev, shein v'regel should certainly be chayev. So Gemara says, no, bad kal v'chomer. Shein v'regel is darkei leila. Bor is tchilas asiyos elezer. So that's why it's more chomer. Gemara says, well, bring in shor, which is not tchilas asiyos elezer, because you see that's not the property of bor that made you chay. Kal v'chomer is still good. You see that creating a mazik, a stationary mazik, is the mechayev. Gemara says, well, you can't use shor to prove that tchilas aseyos lehezek is not the mechayev of bor. Because shor has another reason why we're machmir. That's because of darkei lahazik. The Gemara says, well, then I'll bring in. So that's what. Then bor is not. Is this kavanas lahazik? Bor is not kavanas lahazik. So you say I can become chayim without that chumra. But the essential limit is the kal v'chomer. That's a very correct Torah. Kisha disa b'hor b'nayo, according to Rashi, the essential limit is not a hekish, but it's really a kal v'chomer. And the Torah says, Did one of the midas to turn into Reish Ben as a Kal V'Chomer? It's Tzad HaShava Shebehen is all probably creating Kal V'Chomer. Yoni?
But I don't understand the Kal V'Chomer if the what's considered the Kal here also has a Tzad HaChomer.
No, that makes it better. Correct. So the point of the sugya, that's the pircha, right? Then we unravel the pircha by showing that there's another mazik that is chayim without that sanachomer. And our kal v'chomer, it's still bor is still a kal.
So we're kind of building a Kal V'Chomer from two.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Rashi, Amad Sad is a Kal V'Chomer with a defense against the possible Pircha.
Got it.
All right? Yeah. So Rashi says, how does Bor and Eish work? V'chein ikosa Bor ve'Eish. Have a osu inoch v'hai dina mi Bor. So we would be able to learn. Let's say Shregel and Shane from Voronezh, right? What would we say? If I'm chayiv for a boar that's lav darkoi leilech or lahazik, I certainly have to be chayiv when I buy a walking mazik. All right, Gemara says, but you're going to ask me v'chi perachton when you use your pircha. When you unravel the Kal V'Chomer, Malabor Shekein Tchilas Asiyosei Lenezek, that Bor is not a Kal, Bor is a Chomer. Toimar Beregel V'Shein, so how can I have a Kal V'Chomer? That there it's not Tchilas Asiyosei Lenezek. My stationary Mazik is a professional Mazik. My stationary Mazik, I began by, I opened it up and it was a Mazik from day one. My Shein V'Regel wasn't a Mazum day one. I bought it to be a working animal. So the Gemara says, Eish Teichiyach. Mala Eish. So with Eish Teichiyach, I didn't build this fire to be a Mazik. I built this fire for warmth. I built this fire for barbecue. I built this fire for kumsitz, right? So it's the Eish was not Mu'edes, the Eish is, so you see that I'm Chayiv for Eish nevertheless. So even if I don't, even if something was initially acquired, if I acquire a Mazik, right, if I pick up an animal and it comes with a tag that says this has to be fenced in, right, no, so then I'm Chayiv. But if I acquire something that isn't a mazik from the get-go, no. So who says that I now, then it's, we all have to share that responsibility. We all want to live in a place that can have barbecues. We all want to live in a place that can have a kumsitz, right? So we're not going to, so we all accept that people have to have fires and we got to watch out for the wind. Right? So maybe we shouldn't be chayiv. So Gemara says, other way around. We all want to have shvarim that can do shein v'regel. So I have to watch. I have to guard my property. Make sure you're sure it doesn't come in and nibble my tomatoes. We want a society where we can have shvarim. So eish techiach. You see that the fact that we all want to have something, and that when we bought it, it wasn't a mazik from the get-go, that is not a reason for p'tur. So Bor teaches me, I learned from Bor, that if I acquire something that they can move, I have to watch it. And Eish will teach me that the fact that I want to sue you for something, which is something that has a benefit for everybody to have, and that's not a reason to pati. It doesn't release you from your responsibility. Gemara says, Eish mu'edes lechol bein shiroi lo bein shein eroi lo. Kin eitzim kelev avonim. He says, when it comes to Eish, what's my pircha going to be? Why will I say you can't learn from Bor Be'esh? Because Eish has a quality that it burns things that are flammable. I think it's the incorrect use, right? It's an old machlokes in English. Does it burn flammable or inflammable? Anybody familiar with that? So it burns things that are, use the colloquial, that are flammable, right? It burns paper, and it burns wood, and it burns this is Rashi, opening Rashi, Yeshev. It burns wheat, but it also chars, doesn't burn a person's stone house, but it makes a big mess of it. And I'm chayv to clean it up afterward. It scorches. So it burns and it scorches. Lechol bein shiroi bein shein roi lo. So if I have that kind of a mazah, an animal is not mazik es shein roi lo. Right? So maybe the Torah is only mechayev me if I have born eish. I would say you cannot use eish to support bor, because eish, the Torah said, mechayev, even when it only scorches, when it doesn't burn something altogether, destroying. So Rashi explains, Tamer b'shem v'regel. How can you say that should teach from shein v'regel? Shein v'regel is only chayiv for roila. How can you say I'll learn from bor, and I'll learn about something that Chilas asiyosai lehezek is not the mechayiv, because Eish will teach me. Eish is a very chomedic thing. It's true. It's not chilas asiyosai lehezek, but it's so chomer that it attacks things that are an amchayiv to pay and compensate even for hezek, which is not normal, not roila. So I'll say, I'm not chayiv for animals that's ain't chazen ezek to have a few tomatoes from your field. Right? It's only doing its roila. You have to protect your tomatoes from my shore. So Gemara says, bor yechiyach. Right? Bor yechiyach. Shenu muad el adomar roi lo. Dover shenu roi me niu odom. Says, bor will teach you that the chomer adin of eish is not a reason for it to be a mazik. The chomer adin of eish does not make it more chomer. Why? Because bor is chayiv, even though the Torah only held you responsible for things that normally fall into birds and other animals, not other, not Caleb. Right? That's the so Tosfos finds this particular Kal V'chomer to be very, very difficult. What's difficult with this Kal V'chomer? What's that?
Adam is only sponsored by
Nisa, but it's still not. It's well, the Kasha. What is Rashi talking about? If the Adam gets hurt, Yarchai Adam. What are the Kasha can
yes? There's no
Ain Raila
Shai Fashin.
No what?
There's no such thing as Ain Raila
Fashin. Right. If it's in a royal law, then it's not Shane. Then it becomes Karen. So by definition, you can't say that Tamer v'shein she'enu edes eladover ha'ro'i law. That's the syllogism. That's what Shane is. Right? And the other thing which is bothersome in the Tosfos is that the only reason that Bor is potter for Adam is because there's a kasuv. It's also a question, how does Rashi explain the Torah Adam? Rashi, it's not Exeris HaKosev, it's a Svara. Where did Rashi come up with the Svara that Adam is Potter because they're in Roila? Good, so that's the Avoda of the Tosfos tomorrow. To learn the Tosfos and to try to understand the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. What are they arguing about? How do you explain these Rashi's? So I have a few Marmakomas from today on this Rashi. There's a Benner Peretz explains Tosfos a little bit better, easier for us to understand. And there is an entry in the Shinim Kubetzes that is in defense of Rashi. It's very, very difficult. Okay? So we'll work on that position. Yeah.